Cameron Bohannon knelt on the floor of her bedroom while she filled the final box with picture albums. Her rapidly graying hair fell into her eyes, and when she brushed it back with a hand, one of the books fell open to a picture of two young women walking hand in hand down a beach of sugar-white sand. Cam's heart ached as memories of that day filled her mind, and she choked back the well of tears pooling in her eyes. "That was our first vacation together, Sheila," she said to the empty apartment. She struggled to imitate the smile she'd worn that day. "Definitely one of our best times together," she whispered, while she trailed her fingers across the images in the photograph. "What I wouldn't give to be back there now." Blaring music from the apartment above brought her back to reality. She gently closed the album and placed the lid on the box. Cam picked up the last box, locked the door behind her, and slid the key into the mail slot. After loading the last of her belongings, she closed the tailgate on her truck. She leaned against the bed of the truck and took a final look at her apartment. "Where will life take me now?" she asked. With a deep sigh, she opened the door and climbed in behind the wheel. She'd sold most of her meager furnishings and donated the rest to charity. Cam was determined to make a complete fresh start. For years, she'd seldom seen the small one-bedroom apartment she rented and admitted she was one of the few people known to be able to kill a cactus. It wasn't that she had a brown thumb. She was just gone for such long stretches, even a cactus couldn't survive the neglect. For the last 10 years, she'd served as a veterinarian for a national rodeo corporation, and now at 50, she was determined to find a spot to settle down and plant her roots. She hoped to find a place to open a small practice and enjoy sleeping under the same roof for more than a few nights at a time. "It will be nice to have a home again." Cam reached for her sunglasses to curb the glare from the early morning sun and turned her truck south. Earlier in the month, she'd received a call from Tom Cohn, a fellow vet who planned to retire and move to South Florida with his wife. Cam had agreed to meet with him, and her first stop when she reached her destination would be his office. While she drove, her mind wandered back to the last 15 years. Her long-term lover, Sheila, had died in a car crash while on her way home from work, sending Cam's life spiraling into chaos. Overwhelmed with grief, Cam had tried to drown her pain with alcohol. She'd convinced herself life without Sheila was worthless. Cam would have successfully wasted her life away if not for Harley Boone. Harley, a cowboy at a local ranch and a frequent participant in the rodeo circuit, easily recognized the signs of the alcoholic funk she'd fallen into and called her out on her behavior. With his constant encouragement and a lot of tears, Cam had realized the mistake she was making. Hurting herself this way would not bring Sheila back, and she would most certainly not approve of Cam's behavior. Harley's friendship and guidance had helped her find her way again, and with his recommendation, she'd landed a job as the rodeo vet. The constant travel kept her mind busy, and over time, her heart began to heal. Now, Harley was coming to her rescue again. He had recommended her to the retiring vet in hopes of her taking over the practice. Harley worked for the MC Squared, one of the large ranches in the area Dr. Cohn served. After she met with Cohn, she planned to track Harley down. She hadn't seen her friend in a couple of years and looked forward to reuniting with him. The thought left her wearing a grin. Cam had two final stops to make before she left town. Getting flowers was the first. Cam pulled her truck into the lot of a small flower shop and entered to pick up a dozen yellow roses. They were Sheila's favorite. Whenever she had brought them home, she would ask Cam to sing the Yellow Rose of Texas to her. The memory brought a smile to her face, but renewed the ache in her heart. The clerk behind the counter greeted her with a warm smile. "I was wondering if you'd be in today. It's so beautiful outside." "That it is." Cam made her selection and went to the counter to pay for her purchase. "See you next time, Doc." "Have a great day." Cam left the store. Her next stop was the cemetery to visit Sheila's gravesite. Whenever Cam was in town, she placed fresh flowers on Sheila's grave. Her boots had worn a path to the small gravesite, and she smiled when she saw the roses already in bloom on the bush she'd planted. Yellow, of course. She knelt and placed the fresh-cut roses at the base of the headstone.